This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And, Rich, thank you for giving kudos to our county sheriff in Wright County, Missouri. We have a new sheriff. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Well, look, he deserves it. What he's following is the rule of law. What he's doing is his freaking job. This is what every sheriff should be doing. Sheriff has such high, powerful constitutional rights and powers. You need to do your job. You gave your oath. You gave your word of honor to the Constitution. Nobody else in the government's following it. You're our last line of defense, sheriffs. You need to step up and everybody do their job. There's over 3,000 counties, 3,100, I don't know, somewhere around there, counties in the U.S. And we're giving single examples. That's a tragedy. We should be mentioning these stories by the thousands. All right, I'm going to move on to health care, folks. I'm going to speed it up a little bit here, and then I'm going to go into general news. A lot of stuff you need to hear about, because, again, my job is to wake up the masses, wake up the people, and to use published articles in the public domain so you know it's not my opinion, so you can read research. Don't believe a word we say. Verify everything that we talk about. But we're setting it up on a silver platter for you to verify. Okay. Thousands of non-COVID excess deaths in the UK caused by COVID-19 vaccines. How many of these have we given around the world and our country? Study, natural immunity to COVID never wanes, but fully jabbed are developing AIDS. 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 Next, governments that mandated deadly COVID vaccines now realize, since the people are waking up, they're looking for plausible deniability and pass the buck syndrome. So they're now blaming doctors for not telling patients about the risks. Folks, I can't not comment on this. They knew exactly that this was a depopulation death jab, a culling. Then how come so many of our institutions and organizations got exempt from the jab, including Congress and its staff, over 12,000 people, the CDC, the FDA, and those type of organizations, over 30,000 people, the White House, over 600,000 U.S. Postal Service workers. I guess they were paid to rig the elections. That was probably one of the payoffs. How about 80,000 health and human service employees? Are you noticing a pattern here, folks? All the people who mandated and demanded that you take it had legal exemptions from the jab and liability. Never mind the millions of illegal, unvetted immigrants who've been given packets of ivermectin. Never mind millions of Chinese exchange students. Never mind Big Pharma. Be so out of breath talking about this stuff. I know there's not many people taking the boosters anymore. I know that. But we have to, if one person takes this jab, whether it be under a monkeypox scare or Martians landing on the Eiffel Tower, look, we need to be aware of this. We need to be aware what cognitive dissonance is. We need to be aware of Stockholm Syndrome because we're literally enabling our murderers. We have to be aware of how pride and ego is destroying us because people are afraid or embarrassed to be publicly wrong. Can't go off into tangents because of time. Next, Zuckerberg warns that COVID-19 vaccines are experimental, this is in quotes, and unproven. And guess what, folks? This was in a leaked video. But if you, on Facebook, say anything negative about the vaccines, you're going to be banned. Zuckerberg, the pasty white male. About as pasty and white as you can get. It's not about white males, folks. It's about, are you in the poor and middle class category to be controlled? Or are you part of the aristocracy that's going to get every benefit and lifestyle in the book? And be exempt from carbon footprints and be on yachts and be on jets and go anywhere you want and use all the natural resources. Depending on what group you're in, folks. Next, Sherry Tenpenny. You talk about an American hero. You talk about somebody who's worth their weight in gold, who has stood up to the tyranny with truth, facts, evidence, and proof. She basically says this force of acts is a war on the human race. And remember I said in the beginning, it's worth repeating, I mentioned her in the beginning of the broadcast briefly because I paraphrased Dr. David Martin in that USA Watchdog interview where he says 700 million people are going to be dead from the vaccine in the next 5 to 6 years, 70 to 100 million in America. Dr. Tenpenny says that carnage is an underestimate, in her opinion. And this is why the elite are preparing these articles of sudden death syndrome, all this. Oh, if you pick a weed in your garden, who knows, I could give you a heart attack. They're going to brainwash you with propaganda and lies to make you prepared for the millions of deaths that's going to be occurring in this country and worldwide. Next, billions continue to be laundered through the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, to China's bio-warfare program. No one is doing their job. Remember Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci's counterpart? She always wore a scarf. Well, apparently she wrote a book and anyway, long story short, a lot of information is coming out, and she admits that COVID came out of a box ready to infect people, and it was made in China. Did you ever notice that Dr. Fauci in the last few days just announced his retirement when Joe Biden leaves? Any coincidence there, folks? No. Next, as Boris Johnson resigned, UK officials quietly released data showing that COVID death rate is highest among the fully vaccinated. How many hundreds of these articles have we given? The CDC caught falsifying jab death data. Now, recently, over 52,000 deaths have been reclassified to hide the effect of the death jab. Don't listen to any statistic from any organization, government, NGO, it doesn't matter. They're all bought and paid for and blackmailed. Everyone has been infiltrated. You cannot listen to any piece of math or statistical data that comes from these people. It's all to push propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting. That's what they do. It's selling you the narrative. That's all they do. The World Health Organization is planning to keep the pandemic going for 10 years, pushing new diseases if necessary. Go ahead and keep looking the other way. Keep watching Netflix. If we don't do something about it, no one will. Because people in these organizations and governments are not doing their freaking job. How many thousands of pieces of evidence do I have to give that no one's doing their freaking job? Next, sudden and unexpected, at least 11 vacationers dropped dead on Italian beaches in the last 24 hours. They're going to be coming up with new words. You think they can continue using sudden and unexpected? They're going to censor and hide as many deaths as they possibly can, folks. Next, CDC stops reporting COVID-19 levels for cruise ships, and they say they can handle their own COVID-19 mitigation programs. Basically, they don't want the information to go to the public on deaths. Okay, I'm gonna stop there. I'm going to go to general news, folks. Huge election update. Data supporting the reported results of the 2020 election does not reconcile with data in voting machines. Look, we've had this information for a long time, but there's something that's more fraud, and it's called Edison Data Feed. It basically vote totals, and they show this in Pennsylvania, they show this in Fulton County. Look, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Colorado, all these states, there's no election integrity. No, none. It's fraud. You understand? It's 100% fraud. The county and state don't even match at all. They're not even close, the data. It shows how these vote totals go down. That's what this Edison data feed. It shows vote totals going down. Vote totals don't go down. And it proves that county and state levels manipulate data and agree on the outcome. It's a fake algorithm to fake out the public. Nothing is legitimate, people. Nothing. Zero. Zip. All right. I'm gonna kind of skip because I have so much. Gateway Pundit sends out official letter to Liz Cheney. Liz, treasonous, seditious, sellout, Halliburton, born on third base, Cheney. Okay. You knew FBI assets confirmed Proud Boys did not commit sedition, but you suppressed the information. She absolutely did. Liz Cheney should be arrested because the FBI infiltrated the Proud Boys on January 6th and said that there was no nothing nefarious going on. She hid the information. Liz Cheney should be arrested. Next. Biden's drag queen gets top secret Q clearance. You know that drag queen for the Energy Department? He or she identifies.
Is that about Richard? Yeah.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, live in Montana. Rich, please continue.
You know, Vince, it doesn't do my heart good discussing this stuff. But if people don't speak up, people refuse to call people out when they don't do their job. Doesn't matter who it is, FBI, DOJ, CIA, all government workers, politicians, judges, lawyers, bankers, the World Health Organization, the AMA, NIH, FDA, CDC, big pharma, hospitals. Look, if we don't call out these institutions, organizations, and NGOs, if we don't talk about the lack of election integrity, lack of law enforcement, I'm going to talk about, I have a few articles about Uvalde here, which is disgusting. We're going to see more despair. We're going to see basically people walk in the halls with their heads down, because of shame, because they know they're not doing their job, and all they care about is feathering their own nest, their paychecks and their pensions. And if we don't stand for principle, folks, we're going to see continued genocide, eugenics. We're going to continue to have installed politicians. We're going to have words being censored and redefined. Right now, there is nothing, nobody that qualifies for the term experts and official authority in America right now. It means nothing. Zero. Do you understand what I just said? It means nothing. Okay. Percent. Pardon me, 62%. Vince, you asked if I was going to mention this article today. 62% of Biden officials who handle economic policy have 0 years business experience. Zero. Nada. Zip. 62%, folks. There's no qualifications. There's no standards and expectations for a job. People are getting a job on the willingness to sell a narrative to consolidate power, money, and control for the elite. That is it. Can you imagine being in economics and having, and the great majority of these people have 0 years of business experience? This is why the powers that be come out with stupid information like 9% inflation rate. Go to shadowstats.com and listen to John Williams. He uses real numbers, unfudged numbers. It's at least 17%, folks. At least. Next, Mexican cartel smugglers were arrested with $1.2 million worth of meth in New York City and then released because of lax bail laws. Look, folks, our governors, our attorney generals, our secretary of states, no one is doing their job. 95% are not doing their job. Next, House Judiciary Committee. Democrats vote unanimously to block measure that would have increased penalties for child sex trafficking. Are you hearing this? Next, former business partner of Hunter Biden's personal attorney is now over the DOJ's criminal division. Imagine my shock. No one's doing their job. People are being installed to literally not do their job. And Senator Ron Johnson just said he has proof that Hunter Biden's working directly for the communist China. How come he's not arrested? Because no one is doing their flipping job. Next, Judiciary Committee Democrats just unanimously reject an amendment to increase penalties for all child sex trafficking offenses. Biden U.S. Postal Service official arrested in child sex sting. Biden's transgender assistant secretary, Dr. Levin, says we need to empower children to go on puberty blockers. You know what the title of this article is? Sick. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases. As California pushes for more mask mandates in the Golden State, Los Angeles County doctors are speaking out, saying this decision by California lawmakers is not based on science.
If the experience of our hospital is reflective of across the county, which I believe it is, we're just seeing nobody with severe COVID disease.
Just the same. It's not changed. It's been the same.
It's like 2 months of the same.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says masks are needed to protect people of color. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dormant, massive black holes in space are hard to spot. The European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope has found one, called VFTS-243. It's 9 times the size of our sun. Biden officials continue to say the U.S.-Mexico border is perfectly secure, contrary to the United Nations calling it the most dangerous border on the planet.
The President and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that our immigration system is orderly and humane.
I am immensely proud to lead the workforce, the men and women of DHS, in executing our responsibility to secure the border and execute safe, orderly, and humane process.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson tells Newsmax President Biden's inhumane policies at the southern border are financing some dangerous people.
How profoundly disturbing it is when you actually go down there. I mean, you hear the stats. It's been 3.7 million encounters since Biden took office. Last 4 months, we've been averaging over 7,400 encounters per day at the southern border. But it doesn't adequately talk about the human depredations of this massive illegal flow. You know, the open border policy is facilitating the multi-billion dollar, about $18.3 billion per year, business model of some of the most evil people on the planet, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, the flow of deadly drugs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, Rich. Please continue.
Thank you, sir. I have a lot of information. I'm not going to get to most of it, but I'm going to do what I can. Oregon School District approves gay child porn for kids. And that's called grooming, folks. And now the powers that be are censoring the word groomer and Reddit because they can't handle the truth. They're banning words. How many hundreds of words and definitions have we mentioned to you over the years that have been changed, censored, banned? How many? Lots. Next, Leah Thomas nominated for Woman of the Year. For those of you who don't know, Leah Thomas, he's the 6'4", 200-something-pound swimmer that has an arm reach of a 747, won tons of races. I think he even broke a bunch of records. And now he's nominated for Woman of the Year. You can't make this stuff up, folks. But this is what happens when you don't speak up. We live the consequences of political correctness. This is what happens. This is why we need heroes. We need whistleblowers. We need people who follow the rule of law. When I say people who don't do their job, listening to corrupt people at the top is not doing your job. When you don't stand for principle and rule of law, that's not doing your job. Because you're told by corrupt people to do certain behaviors, that's not doing your job. Okay. Biden threatened ex-Ukraine President Poroshenko with assassination if he cooperated with Donald Trump. And this is leaked audio. Can you imagine if any of one of us basically threatened anybody with assassination? We'd be in prison for life, folks. And is anything getting done? Is he being arrested? No, because no one is doing their job. Next, secretive Chinese oligarch buys 140,000 acres of land in Texas near Laughlin Air Force Base. So what does this mean? Are they planning an invasion shortly? Wouldn't surprise me, folks. Canadian government spends $8.5 million on insect production facility to force people to eat bugs. So Canada, all your waterfowl, your flyways, your moose, your deer, your elk, looks like you're going to be eating bugs. Congratulations. This is what happens when you allow your PM to become a Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot fan. Next. Climate change hardliner Leonardo DiCaprio spotted on a huge yacht. See, the people who are big proponents of these certain behaviors that they want you to do don't practice what they preach. I've been calling for practice with your priest laws forever, but no one wants to do their job. Next, new Hunter Biden laptop bombshell just dropped. Now there's a calendar that exposes the Biden family crime secrets. Are there arrests? Are there indictments? What's happening, folks? We are living in an era that these people can walk into your house, steal your little child, have sex with them in front of you, in front of the neighborhood, in broad daylight, and nothing happens. This is America today. Illegals are coming into the country by the millions. Military-aged men. That's called a Trojan horse, people. Brace yourselves. You're about to lose your country because people didn't speak up and do their job. Biden gives $1.7 billion more to Zelensky to pay salaries in Ukraine while you're losing your homes, can't afford food, can't afford baby formula, you're stuck being a renter, and you can't buy a home, and yet your tax dollars are going to other countries to pay salaries in Ukraine because they need to hide crimes of everything they've done, from biolabs to baby part to money laundering. Never mind the fact that they're trying to create World War III. This is what happens when you don't participate, folks. This is what happens when you sit on the sidelines and you don't speak up. Shocking new video shows Uvalde running from shooter. Chaotic first moment. Police running from shooter. Uvalde massacre. Surveillance footage shows police just hanging around school hallway during carnage. Almost 400 police were there, people, and they stood down. This is what happens when you don't do your job. This is called the false flag. This is called people have been paid off at the top in order to take away our gun rights through the propaganda of mass shooting. And when I say it that way, I'm not saying denying that this wasn't a mass shooting, but this was planned in every step of the way. And the cops, almost 400 of them, didn't do their job. I want you to think about this. Just so they, powers that be, can take away your guns and your ability to defend yourself. Defund the police advocate. Representative Cori Bush spent nearly $400,000 on campaign private security. So the people who are calling to defund the police, the people who are calling to take away your guns, are using, they're just not hiring private security to protect themselves who carry guns, but they have the audacity of using your taxpayer dollars to do it. Did you hear about that Colbert crew arrested for invading the U.S. Capitol and harassing GOP lawmakers? Well, they just got cleared of unlawful entry charges by January 6th so-called quote-unquote protesters, even though all the information has shown this was a false flag, this was planned, with FBI and informants and operatives and magnetic doors being opened up and everything else. Never mind the report that came from the FBI saying that with the Proud Boys and these people didn't plan it, and Liz Cheney holding back the evidence. The Colbert lefty crew, because the Democrats were cleared of all charges, and our people are rotting in prison for a year and a half. No due process. No restitution. No nothing. Pulitzer Prize Board stands by awards given to New York Times, Washington Post for Russia hoax. The Russia hoax has been reported with evidence and proof and facts that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, created all this. This is all fake. It's all phony. But yet, the Pulitzer Prize, which now means nothing, zero, no credibility, for the fake Russia hoax, made up. The awards are that was given to the Washington Post and New York Times will stand. This is what happens when no one does their job. Glen Canyon Dam close to shutting down as Lake Powell water levels continue to drop. Well, there's a lot of new evidence that there's tunnels underneath Lake Mead, Powell, siphoning water for the purpose of closing down the Southwest. You need to do your reading and research, folks. Next. 90% bots. Elon Musk reveals Twitter is a military-grade psyop to brainwash the masses. 90% bots. That's a quote. Everything that you hear from social media, from the mainstream media, from institutions, organizations, NGOs, anything is propaganda, lies, gaslighting, false flags, everything. You cannot believe this stuff, folks. It's a psyop. This is why I talk about this stuff. You're being duped. You're being played. You're being used. You're being conned. You understand? So they can sell you any narrative. All right. Study. Social media makes young people unhappy, negatively impacts finances. Of course it does. Because that's part of the psyop, folks. They need you to feel welcome. They need you to feel important. They need you to feel like you need recognition. Because they know you don't have the courage to tell the truth and be hated for that. Because you've been groomed and cultivated not to think that way. Next. LGBT propaganda faces complete ban in Russia. So as Russia and China bans all this type of propaganda to weaken the American people, what do you think happens to Russia and China? Have you seen their commercials on their military? Especially Russia? These people are badass. They're rock solid tough. here we are giving poison to our troops, dying left and right, and we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for their jobs so other groups can feel adequate to compete. We have lost it, folks. This has been done by design, by plans, to weaken our military, our culture, our traditions, our standards and qualifications. New York's COVID quarantine, here's a little good news, and isolation orders have been ruled unconstitutional by a judge. New York, when these people knock on your door to take your guns, to put you in quarantine, to isolate you, to force mandate vaccines on you, it's illegal. It's illegal in the first place because it's not in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But now a New York judge said it is. All right, I'm gonna stop here and go into because all this Joe Biden crap about how great the economy is, I just want to prove to you we're not even close to greatness. We're falling. We're collapsing. This is a planned collapse. The average American family has lost approximately $6,800 a year under Joe Biden on purpose. Okay, I'm just going to rip it out here. United States, 9.1 inflation rate is one of the highest among developed countries. I told you it's 17%. Okay? Biden says the opposite. Everything is the opposite. He's costing Americans a minimum of $500 a month. We'll be right back, people. Appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. Folks, what has happened is that the banks, the lawyers, the judges, all education departments, anything to do with the state, the government, big corporations, medicine, the rule of law, Wall Street, social institutions, big tech, you've infected yourself with greed, corruptions, and racketeering. You've made dishonest money over the years. You've psyoped the American people and given no confidence in your institutions, organizations, and NGOs. You've corrupted and manipulated everything. You've literally betrayed the trust of the people and dishonored and corrupted your profession. And you're going to make all of us pay for it. While you get golden handcuffs, golden parachutes. So congratulations. And this is what happens when we don't hold people's feet to the fire because they're not doing their job. Rents in the U.S. rise at fastest pace since 1986. You got to remember, a lot of these statistics are skewed. Because they don't want this information coming out. It's like a poll. You don't believe it, right? Taxpayers robbed again. Vast majority of $800 billion in PP money went to those who were already well off. That's right, folks. That's how it happens. The people who need it don't get it. 75% of middle-class households said their income is falling behind the cost of living. Two-thirds of Americans are cutting back on restaurants and movies. 61% are driving less. 4 in 10 that say they're spending less. But yet their credit card is a record 40-year high. So when the music stops, the margin debt is going to be out of this world because people will be selling everything to pay for their existing bills. 93% of Americans significantly worried about inflation. 75% suffering financial hardship. Crop declines everywhere in the world except for where? Russia and China. Prepare to be invaded, people. They're setting it up. Next, home builder confidence survey crashes. Worst drop in history outside of COVID. Worst drop in history. History, folks. This is what happens when you raise interest rates. Next, Bidenflation getting much worse with no end in sight as Americans feel wages fall for 15th straight month. Now, Vince, As usual, I'll give you the last few seconds. I appreciate you letting me wake people up. But Vince, we've mentioned ideas and solutions. We've mentioned so much over the almost 12 years we've been on the air together and other broadcasts that we've both done independently. And we just see things getting worse because people are afraid to be on a list. People are afraid to be called a name. People are afraid to speak up. And no one wants to do their job because they're intellectually lazy and they're filled with indifference, apathy, and ignorance. So what do we do, Vince, to get people to stand for principle and the rule of law? What do you do in a country that was given so much to us that we're now throwing into the garbage because people don't want to do their job and they care more about their paycheck, their pension, their benefit package? What else can be done, Vince? There's corruption everywhere. What else can be done? I'm going to give you the microphone.
Rich, in the 1700s, farmers founded our country. It's going to be farmers that lead the retaking of our country. That's what I believe. You know, a few weeks ago, I forecasted that because of the extreme heat, that farmers would not be able to feed their cows because they wouldn't have the hay. We got half of the hay crop for the first cutting. I don't think there's going to be a second cutting, which means we're going to have one quarter of the hay that we would normally have. We were early in this. We sold cows before farmers figured out what was happening. We predicted that, and forecasted that farmers would be selling at fire sale prices very soon. It just happened a few days ago. It's making the news. Farmers are in a panic. They cannot feed their cows because they don't have enough hay. Farmers are expressing their anger all over the world. There are protests. They're lining up tractors. They're blocking city streets. I have a feeling it's going to continue, and it's going to escalate. You know, Rich, seriously, class, I'm a farmer with 33 years' experience. We own all of our own equipment. We have no debts. We own our own land, and we can't make it go. Think about that. Rich, thanks so much for being with us today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.